All right, guys, so I'm back. It's your girl Jackie Rowe in your front row with Jackie Rowe. And like I told you, you know, this whole week or maybe month, I'll be doing little previews with some of Born Good Friends so y'all can understand where we came from, about the tribe of people that we actually are. You know what I'm saying? And we come from a different cloth. And I'm going to start it off with my homie from, he's in London right now, and everybody knows him as the Saint. What up, Speedy?
Yo, baby girl, man, what up is just a sad situation, yo. But you know what? When I saw that flashback when he was talking about that girl, Raphael, my whole girl, man. And listen, I'm sad right now, y'all. So the first thing I did was just send that clip to her. You feel me,
child? Respect, yes.
Mm-hmm. You understand me? But when it comes to Bon, yo, I got nothing but respect, admiration, man, for that nigga. You understand me?
Yes.
He saved my life. I got no shame in it. He saved my life. And I know he saved over a motherfucking a dozen other niggas, choice niggas' lives.
Tell me about that, though. What happened with that story? Tell us about that, man.
Well, you know that it's gonna bring you back to another story. I'm going to tell you one name, and you're just going to say, you understand. Breathe Head.
Wow.
Say no more.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Breathe Head always had a problem with fucking niggas' girls and that bullshit, star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and him was fucking with the same girl, and he had to drop on me, star.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Briefhead had to drop on me, man, if it wasn't for Bond. You understand me? And it was so light, yo. Bond just said, yo, listen, man, you got to put your gun in your blood cloud. Yes, I stopped out.
Simple.
That's the type of nigga. Yo, that's the type, perfect example. Bond came to the heart of the 90s. Where Raphael lived is the heartbeat of the 90s, Mr. Strip.
Right.
Yo, and Bond, come check, and niggas got to know that all they got to do is just go, yo, what's good, Bond? Because it's going to always be good with that type of nigga. But one thing I can show you is you don't want him not to be your friend.
You damn sure don't.
You understand? Because his heat is blazing.
No talking, straight to the point.
And the beautiful thing is, he was never associated. He was never in a clique.
Nope.
Bond was just his own entity, to be quite honest.
Yes, he was a loner.
When I think about it, he was cool with Rutland Road, RRC. He was cool with the Puma Boys. He was cool with the Jolly Stompers. He was cool with the Touchies. Yo, Bond was a businessman. I love Bond, man. You know, I was never no gangster.
We all love him, man.
Listen, I was never no gangster like Bond, but yo, I wasn't no punk, yo. And respect
for
is
sure.
Due to anybody that carried themselves properly, you feel me?
Absolutely, for sure.
You know, so all I could say is, yo, may his memory live forever and ever. Amen, yo.
All the time, yo, all the time. It's going to be a hard one, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we got these great memories. We're able to talk and tell these stories. And we got stories for days, man. We just got to keep them moving.
Well, what's pleasant about it is every story I think about Bond is a pleasant one.
Exactly.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
funny, but
you know,
pleasant.
Yo, listen, I ain't never slept in the same house with the motherfucker, but anywhere I went, now it's like him, yo, his family, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's how we move, you know? That's how we move.
You know, what's, you know, when it's our time, yo. You understand me? But nobody took him, yo. You know, the good Lord took him, so I can work with that for the time.
Me too. That's what makes me feel a lot, you know, better. It makes me feel, because Bond was the closest thing to my little brother Alfred. They were all a part of the 40 Thieves. You know what I'm saying? And me and Bond was running around since we were 10 years old. You hear me? Me, him, and King of Law. When his mother sent him to damn church and shit, Bond is upstairs, him and King of Law. We in the window on Eastern Parkway looking through the window, cracking jokes. You understand me? From we were 10.
Yeah.
10 years old. You hear me?
Jackie, yo. The first time I rolled into you is with you, Little Jackie, and Ivory.
Down the hill.
You understand me?
Yeah.
And Bond was in the car. Yo,
wow.
I knew Bond from my land in America. From my land in the 90s, I knew who Bond was. And Bond wasn't from the 90s.
No, he was from up the hill.
You know, but he had a good family around him.
Yeah.
You know, and back in them days, we used to go to them, you know, bus rides and shit.
Yes,
on Sundays,
family, yes.
Everybody's family.
Yes.
And that's how a lot of niggas ain't died.
Yep. My mother, our mother saved us from those picnics and those, you know, Bear Mountain strip.
Exactly. Because you got niggas like Fingers and all of them that spawned Uncle Gold Team, Mikey and all of them. They family nobody don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we from that crew where we go to the fucking bus ride when we was pickings, when we was kids, yo. So we wasn't no savages. Bond was never a savage.
No, he come from a good family. Bond's mother is one of the first women that I knew that had a house before Bond was even hustling. Bond's mother had a house. You know, they all was getting, you know, like good family heritage. But we just hard-headed. Bond, we don't listen.
Bond was just blood clotted, rude.
That's what I said. We were just always bad asses. We was just bad.
Yo. No, Bond was ruthless, yo. But you know, he's going to be missed, though. You know, a lot of people's going to feel the way I feel, yo.
A lot of people do already, man. I tell you, man, it was killer. It's killing me. It was killing me more yesterday than anything.
But Jackie, like you said off the record, yo, you understand me? Folks like me, Monk, other people's, it ain't right for us to be talking when somebody passed away like that. We need to be staying in contact, baby girl.
Yeah, I say it. That's why me and him always stayed in contact every Sunday, every little thing. Me and him be on the phone, we be talking. That's why it hurt me so much more, because when you talk to someone every day, as much as I used to talk to him and appear jokes, if he thought about something, he'd be like, cuz, yo, wait, I'm going to tell you something, man. Just give me, meanwhile, he opening up the store, the phone store in Jamaica. He telling me, hold on. He opened talking to a customer. He tell a customer, all on. He said, yo, cuz, you remember the time so-and-so, da-da-da? He said, yo, get your phone, man. Put your phone on, somebody can tell him. I'm like, I don't know why he kept telling me that. Cuz, listen, say, you know, Bond is not a person that like to talk. That's number one.
Listen. But one thing Bond like to do, and like for pool card.
Yeah.
You understand me? When you get around, when we drunk and we get, you understand me? Because when old heads meet together, like, imagine Bond, Scooter, Derek Smith,
Damn.
When niggas like that get together, when we get down together like that, I'll be in trouble.
You ain't never lie. God bless the dead to the Derek Smith.
Derek Smith, yo. Niggas used to shit when he walk around, and he's one of the most kindest
and humble. Don't look so fucking innocent, you would never believe it. So innocent.
These niggas on their compass dropping the incident. I'm saying, if only they knew.
And you know what's so funny? We were all West Indian. That's the funny shit about this whole fucking crew.
Yo, listen. And we was not taking no shots.
From nobody.
You understand me? We was not taking no motherfucking shots, yo.
From nobody.
And nobody could call us savages.
Nah, because we didn't come from that. We were West Indian culture, baby. We were dressed cool. We were very mannerism, everything. We had all of those intentions. But if you fucking stepped on our toes wrong, you was going to get it.
Pop goes a weasel. And niggas like Scooter, Mustachio, them niggas. But we went to school with them niggas. Scooter, stepping them niggas. I fought them niggas 3-5 times for the motherfucking
month. Wow.
You understand? You can't be living on the same block and talking about killing each other. Nigga, we fight.
Mm-hmm. Not like these savages.
Look at you, idiot, right now. But they learning. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a way, yo. You know, we got to teach the youth, yo.
Yeah.
But Bond, they're supposed to get forgotten. No fucking way, Jackie. So having said that, yo, I'm going to go back because you know I'm in the UK, man. Our times is different. But, yo, I know this. Much love to you forever.
Thank you, Bond. Same to you. May
he rest in peace, yo. And like I said, Jackie, don't be no motherfucking stranger. You feel me?
Yeah, but I always call. You know that. Don't even say that. You know I love you, man.
I need to talk to you a bit more, my love.
Yes, right? That sounds better. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Big bro, let them know where you calling from and who you are and all that good shit, though, still.
Well, right now I've been in the UK for over 20-something years. I'm originally from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Speedy, I go by Speedy. You know, when I'm out of the 90s at St. John. And right now, all I'm doing is supporting, encouraging, and guiding our future to being self-sufficient and productive over here.
Yes.
I'm on some good shit. But make no mistakes, Jackie. Forever, I'm going to be rough and rugged. But yo, life is for living, and it's all about us living our life to the best of its potential right now.
Absolutely, I love that.
So give thanks, my sister, and I'm in a place right now where I'm changing a lot of these proper knuckleheads' lives for the better, and I'm not having it. They don't have an option.
Right, that's right, Speedy. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for being one of the best partner front row with Jackie Rowe. You know what I'm saying? I love you like cooked food, big brother. Always love and respect.
Listen, I know you for over 40-odd years, yo. And
yes,
we never
too.
Had an argument.
Never.
We never had an argument, Jackie.
Never.
But you know, God bless you and everybody around you. You feel me?
All right. Love you. Respect. All right. Thank you. And God bless you, too.
God bless you. You know, I'm respecting God bless your listeners also, yo.
Thank you. All right.
But that's where we get the love and appreciation. You feel me?
Yes, absolutely.
Some beautiful people, just stay beautiful, y'all.
As always.
All right, chill, y'all.
All right, baby.
All right,
love you. Thank you.